I don't know. I don't think that difference. Street and road, coming road, Broad Street, Washington Road, Broad Street becomes Washington Road. Why it goes out in the country, I guess.
This was originally Cumming Street, but there was also Cumming Street in town. So when the hill was taken into the city, then they changed it to Cumming Road to avoid the confusion.
That's a very nice point.
That's the truth.
Yes, it was. I remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I guess you'd call Cumming Road out here a side street, huh?
Probably. There's Cumming Road out here, yes.
Yeah.
When I was a child, those known as Cumming Street.
I mean, you'd probably call it just a side street. Would you call it a side street?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, a side street, I'd say, for instance, I don't think there's any side streets here except some little dead-end cul-de-sacs.
Okay.
Then side street, I would call it Millage Road and John's Road, because I think the main artery is Walton Way.
I see.
And the cross is a cross street. I didn't between Fifth Avenue and 42nd Street.
Uh-huh.
One's an avenue and one's a street.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any avenues, I don't believe, in Augusta. Well, it was one once. Grand Boulevard was the name of the street once.
Grand Boulevard.
It was out in the Negro section way back in 1890 or somebody. Thought they'd do a little early. Long before the subdivisions of today, and many fancy streets of boulevards and avenues. Grand Boulevard still exists, I think. It's a noisome part of town.
Where was that exactly?
Oh, out in territory, the Negro section, the lowest form of Negro section, just shacks, ghettos they call it now. And back, I think it's 1890s, there was somebody bought a tract of land and built a few little shacks on it, and they wanted to boosted and called it the Grand Boulevard. It's not a boulevard, didn't grand, nothing but Negro shanties on it.
What were the boundaries of the territory?
They put the boundaries of Beach Island. Thomas Beach
Nobody
Island.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. It's an area like Beach Island. I only saw the purple list about Red Cliff. They opened up the other day, Governor Hammond's thing. We went over to it because we're relatives. But paper had that Red Cliff is located about 2 miles from Beach Island. Well, I rode over with a Beach Island man. He said, Beach Island, 2 miles. Beach Island was Beach. I mean, Red Cliff was Beach Island as far as it was. Me too. It was a big house. It was Governor Hammond's house. But anyway, Beach Island was there's no place. I said, where do you say Beach Island is? We all agreed it was a socio-economic area. Large plantations, families been there, still same families been there for a couple of hundred years. Built nice feast houses, because some were broken down, some were not. And the Beach Island people, I was at a meeting on Tuesday, two Beach Island boys, Eves and Simpkins, they lived in Beach Island. Well, that's just a social area. Large homes, large plantations, been there for, same families been there for, since antebellum days anyway, revolutionary. And that's and territory same way. It's called the Terry. It's where the Negroes, after the war, as far as I can figure, one of Ed Carson's. He had a lot of sessions on the different parts of town when Bill Somerville, and they had a black did a very good job describing territory. And you can't say it was south of Grand Boulevard, or then they'd be north of Grand Boulevard if I remember where Grand Boulevard was. It was all that area where the, I think. After the war, emancipation, some blacks stayed on plantations if they could make anything up. Plantations were broken up. The old economic system went all to pieces. And a lot of them, and old Mosser, he wasn't going to hire some of his old slaves. He had the money, but he didn't have any money. Confederate money wasn't any good. They just migrated to the city. The West City, because in the town, the Negroes were slaves, and of course, coachmen, a few merchants. But they lived on the premises, our grandpa's houses.